Since March, Cincinnatians have had precious little live theater to attend due to precautions around the coronavirus pandemic. But thanks to an enterprising company for high school kids, starting on Friday, you can enjoy an energetic, joyful musical and maintain a healthy social distance. The Commonwealth Artists Student Theater, better known by the acronym CAST, C-A-S-T, will present Newsies in the Coney Island parking lot on Cincinnati's east side. Here to tell us more about drive-in musical theater are Jason and Amy Burgess. He's CAST's artistic director and heads the theater program at Highlands High School in Fort Thomas. She's the group's executive director as well as its choreographer. They are the founders of CAST. Welcome to both of you to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having us, Rick.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys have produced ambitious summertime musicals with high school kids since 2012. Shows like The Producers and Ragtime and Les Mis, Spamalot, Shrek. And you announced plans back in February to stage Newsies, a musical that's based on the true story of an 1899 strike by ragtag newsboys in New York City. You're no strangers to the challenge of marshaling the forces of teenagers for a big show, but when the pandemic struck, you had to do some pretty creative thinking about how this could be possible. Where did this idea for your solution come from?
When this all started going down, we were still in the middle of casting, and so we actually did our callbacks through a huge Zoom kind of thing, and we were like, okay. Then we got into April, and it was like mid-April, late April. You know, we normally do all of our rehearsing and the musical at Highlands in the summer, and my principal reached out to me just to be like, hey, I just want to let you know the campus is going to be off limits until July 1st. I got off that phone call, and I was talking to Amy, and I was like, well, it looks like we're done for the summer. And Amy was like, no, this is an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on how our summer seasons are usually challenging for one reason or another. So I think when we chose Newsies this summer, we thought, well, this is going to be challenging for choreography. It has turned out to be challenging in like a whole different realm of things that we weren't necessarily eyeing. But yes, I said to Jason, you know, in April that there were an awful lot of empty parking lots for businesses and events that wouldn't be occurring this summer. You know, the Reds at the time had postponed their season and, you know, lots of downtown businesses would be affected by having empty parking lots from that. And there are no church festivals going on and the swim clubs were all closed. And I said, you know, surely someone would want to lend us their parking lot to use for a couple of weeks. So we made some phone calls and Coney was on board from the very get-go. So
it didn't take a lot of convincing to get them to agree to do this with you.
They heard me out. I sent them an email and they responded within 24 hours and they were like, tell us about what you want to do.
So talk a little bit about what kind of arrangements you've had to make. I know that you're spreading the parking out a little bit. Can you talk about that and some of the other facets of the production?
Yeah, so with the production, we are trying to, you know, adhere to social distancing guidelines. So we're actually staging this musical over five stages. We have a main stage that's roughly 36 feet wide and 24 feet deep. And then we have four satellite stages. So they kind of make a trapezoid somewhat where the cars could then kind of filter in and kind of be pocketed. And then it'll spread out from there. So that way that for these big dance numbers, we can spread things out. We're going to be using an FM transmitter that's going to be attached to our soundboard. So audience members can sit in their car and watch it from their car, or if they would like to bring some lawn chairs and sit outside of their car and watch it, they could do that as well.
Will you have amplified exterior sound if people are outside of their cars?
We will. Now, granted, it won't be like Riverbend level to where it's like blasting you. So we do recommend to people if they are sitting further back to, you know, have their windows down and broadcast it using their car radio. But we are using fill sound as well so that if people are closer to the stage, they would not necessarily need their radios on.
I have to imagine that the parking lot at Coney does not have stage lighting on it. So are you importing stage lighting?
We are importing,
We're importing everything.
One of the areas that we have definitely grown in this process is the network of people that we've had to reach out to. And so, yeah, we have been talking with a ton of companies. Wurzelbacher Staging is helping us with the staging. Vincent Lighting is helping us with all of the lighting gear. Event Enterprises is helping us with all of our sound gear. Mobilecom is helping us with all of our communications. It has definitely been a village of vendors to help us out and kind of give us some knowledge.
Speaking of a village, I understand that you have 76 students from 27 different schools, which includes Highland, where you teach, but also Anderson High and Covington Catholic, Lakota West, Mercy McCauley, Turpin, Walnut Hills, and a whole lot more. I know that you draw broadly for your other productions in the past, but are some of your cast members this year veterans of past productions? I mean, how much different has it been to be working with them on this production?
Yeah, we do have some veteran performers of cast. You know, for example, the student playing Jack Kelly, the lead in Newsies, was previously in our production of Shrek as the donkey. And we're glad to have people come back. I mean, I think that's a testament to, you know, the experiences that they've had in the past and the friendships that they've forged. So we feel really honored that kids choose to spend their summer with us. This year, the first in-person rehearsal that we had was on the 1st of June. And the dynamic is so different because of, you know, everyone having lived in quarantine for the last 3 months prior. And so it was almost like we had to like crack a shell around all the kids to get them to be okay with like laughing again and socializing. We've set up rehearsals in a fashion that, you know, is aimed at keeping them safe and keeping them healthy, particularly through the course of the show, but hopefully long term. And initially, everyone was very quiet and no one was talking to each other. And so we had to allow them the time to sort of come out of that quarantine lifestyle and remember what it was like to socialize with other people and get to know each other. So it's been an interesting observation for us watching them socialize in a very different way than we are used to watching them navigate getting to know kids from other schools.
Where did you conduct your rehearsals?
We set up a partnership with a warehouse in downtown Cincinnati called Felsenhaus. It's on West McMicken, and they have a huge 6,900 square foot room that allows us easily to spread everyone out when we're working on the choreography to learn the music. But what was really interesting is when we started the whole process is when the protests started, the first couple of days, we actually just held them in Tower Park in Fort Thomas so that we could just get to know each other that way before we moved into the warehouse. But we've primarily been in this warehouse. It's been fantastic to use for rehearsals.
Will your performers be wearing masks?
No. Now, we have been wearing masks through our rehearsals in the warehouse, but the thought is that since we are utilizing these five stages, we're outdoors and we're spreading them out, that we are not going to have them wear masks.
Well, so many high school students had their spring musicals, their proms, even their graduations canceled because of the pandemic. So I have to imagine that the opportunity to be part of what you guys are doing is particularly important to them. And although I know you made the choice before the world evolved in the way that it has, Newsies seems like an especially appropriate show about young people making a difference. Can you say a few words about how the kids are responding?
They've been phenomenal. When it first started, they were trepidatious, but I think they've realized the need for this, not from a community standpoint, but also for themselves. And their work ethic has been phenomenal. The first time we ran Act One, which we'd only been rehearsing for a couple of weeks, they were already off book. It's always a pleasure and always fantastic to do this, but their willingness and their drive and their commitment has made this a lot of fun.
They have a real hunger to do something that feels like it's making a difference. And some of that is personal, I think. Some of it is, like you said, the things that they have lost over the last couple of months or things that, you know, were taken away from their high school experience. I think also it's a testament, the world will go on. And I keep thinking about, you know, how our t-shirt should probably say seize the day on it, because I mean, it is quite literally the mantra, not only of the show, but the situation that we all find ourselves in now.
Well, I think there's a lot of audiences out there who are waiting to seize the day also.
Yeah.
Cast's production of Newsies will be happening in the Coney Island parking lot at 6201 Kellogg Avenue in Anderson Township, with performances starting Friday. That's July 17th. Also the 18th and 19th, and the following weekend on the 25th and the 26th at 7 p.m. each evening. Cars will be parked with 6 feet of space between them. You can sit in your car and listen via a radio frequency, or bring a lawn chair and sit outside your car and watch. Concessions, beverages, merchandise will be available for sale from the theater staff. For more information about Newsies and Cast, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Rick Pender.
Just look around at the world we're inheriting and think of the one we'll create. Their mistake is they got all that is not a mistake. We'll be making no so we'll stay young. Just give it.